Underground Preacher reaching out to the underground church. And today, we're going to talk about parental reflection. Have you ever heard the saying, the apples don't fall far from the tree? Well, this applies to our families, the children, and the parents. I mean, parents, look at the children. If you don't like how they are, something you hate about them, look closely. There's a lot of things you're going to find out that you don't like about them. Well, it is a reflection of you. They are reflecting you. You raised them. And children, if you want to know how you turn out or how you are projected to turn out, look at your parents. The things you don't like about them, they are the projection of you. And it is true unless you choose to stop, to deal, to heal, and change. That is the only way you're going to put an end to that generational curse. The saying, the apples don't fall far from the tree, is true. And it's not wrong for you to be like your parents. The wrong thing is when you find out that you turn out like them and you decide to run away. That is what's wrong. Because no matter how you cut it, you cannot avoid it. You're going to find yourself in that same position that I found myself in, that you turn out like your parents. Because I remember I got caught red-handed in it. I was having issues with children. And God told me, you just turn out like your parents. Whew, oh, it hurts. I didn't like it. But I had to own up to it and realize that God didn't tell me that to shun me, to condemn me, to judge me. No, God is not like that. He pointed it out to let me know, hey, we need to work on this. Because he can change it. So I went on my knees and we worked on it. So I'm calling you. I'm challenging you today. Because sooner or later, you're going to find yourself in that position. You're going to find yourself realizing that you turn out like your parents. Whether somebody would have told you or you realize it for yourself, or God told you, no matter how it happens, you're going to find out sooner or later that you just turn out like them. And I pray when you find yourself there that you don't run and that you don't deny it, that you stand up and own up to it, knowing that there is hope, knowing that God can change it, knowing that you can stop, that you can deal, and that you can heal from it and change. Because that's the only way you're going to get better. And don't fool yourself thinking that you can do it yourself, that you can change yourself. You need God, because only God can change you. Because I met a lot of people who told me, oh, I fixed it. What did you fix? Your hand is already covered in mud, but you clean yourself. What is it that you use to clean yourself? The mud? No. Go to God. He's the one who got the clean water. He's the one who's going to hold the water for you and water you down with the clean water so you will be clean. That's how you fix it. But don't come and tell me, oh, you fix it. Oh, I already worked on it. You yourself alone, you worked on it. No, go to God. Let him work on it with you because he's the one who can clean you up. So when you find yourself in that situation, stop. Go to God. Deal with it. And let God heal you. And you're going to see change. Because if you don't do it, you're just going to pass on the curse to your children. You're going to pass on that same behavior that you don't like, that you don't want so much. You're going to pass it on to your children. There is no way to avoid it. So put an end to that generational curse today. Let your parents be a mirror of you. Let your children be a mirror of you. And choose to stop and deal with it. And let God heal you and change. And that's how you stop that snowball effect of passing on the curse to your children. So start your healing journey today. You can start with our 12 steps healing journey. Healing on three dimensions. Body, soul, and spirit, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. and see how God is going to take you from a curse to prosperity, to joy, to peace, to rest. God is going to break that curse. Get on the journey today and receive your healing. Amen?
Amen.
And until next time, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. And I am out.